Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 11,977. Kmart Corporation is seeking a special use exception to place a tent for special purposes, sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast side of Coastal Highway, Route 1. It's approximately 1,800 feet northwest of Holland Glade Road, Route 271. The 911 address is 19563 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 325.33. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is requesting to place a 20-by-40 tent in the store parking lot for a period of 12 to 16 weeks for the purpose of selling summer-related merchandise.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Monica Cohen, 26495 Thunder Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
So I really just would like to place a tent, as she stated, 20 feet by 40 feet on the parking lot at the Kmart. And well, basically what's happened is we've cut the store in half and we've leased out half of the building to another business. So I have less selling space in the building itself. So I want to try to expand my selling space to the parking lot just for the summer season because we do a lot more business in the summer season to be able to sell summer-related merchandise, bicycles, apparel, boogie boards, things like that during the summer season. It's not going to affect anything really at all because it's going to be right in the front of the Kmart building at the front of the stores. It's going to take 10 parking spots total. And again, it's going to be right in the front of the building.
Okay.
Not in fire lane.
No fire lane. Not impacting any handicap spots.
Okay. Any more? Mr. Bickers, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Barber?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
We have, in the past, and I don't know if it's still, I don't know if it was for a period of 5 years, but we've approved a tent and or functions in the past. Are they still
it's 5 years, you're right.
Yeah, are they still inside the 5 year period or have they expired?
This property?
Mm-hmm. We approved a boat show and a car show, I believe.
And then
the boat show actually is a yearly event, so I don't know if that would still fall under that or not,
because
they do that every year.
We can approve these for up to 5 years, mm-hmm. and typically we do approve it for that length of time.
Years.
So my only concern is, you know, if you've got a boat show going on and then this and then addition, you know.
Right, understood.
So I just wanted to see if there's conflicts or.
We'd have to double check and pull the file for the boat show, see if that is still a valid special use and what year they are in, if it is still a valid special use exception.
Okay. When do you have that?
You could always limit it that they can't have both at the same time. If you so choose to move forward with this application.
My plan was to have it set up actually this weekend, but as soon as possible once we get the decision and run it through the end of the summer, through Labor Day.
So when you have the boat show or the car show, when are they in the year?
So I don't have anything scheduled for a boat show at this point. And if I did, that would have to be another special exception.
Well, unless it has been previously approved. So we may leave the hearing open for the purpose of the office to give us that information.
Okay.
The problem with that would be you would not get an approval until the 19th.
Okay.
Perhaps, Mr. Mills, if that was a question that the board had,
then we could
take a brief recess to allow the staff to research that while the applicant is here, and then come back at the end of that recess.
Okay.
They look excited.
Okay, we'll stand
ma'am,
recess
does
then.
Does everything go through you for, like, the boat show, the car show? So you give the permission to do that?
It actually goes through
corporate.
The corporate office.
Okay, so you don't know if it's planned or not planned until they tell you?
The corporate office would communicate with me. As soon as there's approval for something, I get an email from the corporate office that says this is happening. So I would know,
okay.
I mean, immediately when it was approved.
Okay. And we'll stay in recess for about 10 minutes. So. Yeah, I called the board. I got one, but it put it on the news.
That's the reason I wore this.
Called back in session.
You know?
Okay, so the last Board of Adjustment application was in the 9,000s, and that expired. It was granted in 2006, so that has gone beyond its 5 years, so there is no valid special use exception currently on this property.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for checking that.
Alrighty.
Yeah, out of curiosity, is there a follow-up on them now for the 5 years?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, now I called for questions on this. Is that right or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Mr. Did you have there? You got yours out?
I do have a couple, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
So,
let's see if there's any.
I guess just quick description. What else is in the neighborhood there? I know you said that there's another tenant in that building. What's behind it? What's around you?
Well, there's a Chick-fil-A on the corner. That's Chick-fil-A. We've split the building in half, so. On the right where that mouse is, yes. We're leasing that side of the building out to a PetSmart and then a store called And That, which is an affiliate of the Christmas tree shops. They're not going to open, they've just demoed that side of the store, so they're not even going to open, I don't think, until probably October, November, somewhere in there.
And the outlets are there further down, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Right. And have you had any discussions with any neighbors?
I have not.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one more. It is normally open. What end are you going to put it in? It's the one near the...
The tent?
In other words, the trees, where the trees are down there and everything?
Yeah, the tent is right exactly where that mouse is going to be, so it's going to be right in front of the front doors.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. No more.
In parking spaces, right? But not in the fire lane.
Correct.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. We did not hear testimony to the contrary. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,977 for a period of 5 years.
And Mr. Mills, is it during a period of time at all for the approval? I believe the applicant was seeking June 4th to September 9th.
Yeah, as applied for.
Mm-hmm. Applied for. A period of 5 years is applied for. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second it.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mrs. McGee that we approve case number 11,977 for a period of 5 years for the time frame that they applied for, which is a, 12 or 16-week period?
Right, 12 to 16 weeks.
So, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mrs. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,977 is approved, again, for a period of 5 years and for the times that you applied for.
Thank you very much.
Yes.